Today on the podcast, we're talking about one of my favorite phrases, meaning one of the phrases I dislike most, but is a really, really powerful doorway to getting deep and understanding yourself better. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the gorgeous Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so we can all find a little more balance and bliss and confidence. Thank you so much for joining and for being part of this podcast community. If you do enjoy this broadcast, please do subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, or share with a friend that could also enjoy this podcast. I'm back on this beautiful Monday after spending a week about an hour and a half outside of DC. We did an Ayurvedic retreat all weekend, so yoga twice a day, cooking classes, talking about Ayurveda, meditation, so many laughs. Oh my God, what a fabulous, fabulous weekend it was. It felt so, so good to step away, to really get deep with some fabulous women. It was a really, really great weekend, and there's tons of lessons and thoughts all percolating up from that. So if you were on the retreat, thank you for being a fabulous human. And I'm just really, heart is so full afterwards. One of the things that I really noticed on the first day, in the mornings we would go down to a little lake that was next to the house, sit on the dock and do some meditation during sunrise. And, you know, something that really popped up for me in doing that was like, oh my gosh, there is every day, every morning, this beautiful silent, well, not really silent because there's so many birds, but this beautiful nature-filled place. Like, this exists every single day. And I think that's so true that, you know, when we're moving around in our lives, you know, I live in a city, I think a lot of you do as well. We get so caught up in the hustle and bustle and all of the things that are happening, and sometimes we forget that there is this place of silence, and this is geographically, but also internally. And it was a really huge reminder to me of like, there is always this well of silence and quiet and stillness that exists, and we just have to call it into being. We just have to remember it and recognize it. That's just one of many takeaways from the weekend, but it was truly beautiful. And how that relates to today's discussion was that, you know, we talked, or, you know, about halfway through the weekend, you know, we'd been sharing all these different things, these different ideas, how we can improve our favorite self-help books, the favorite teachers and documentaries and lessons that we've learned. And it reminded me of this self-help culture that we have. I think there's so many resources around. There's so many teachers. There's so many lessons and ways to learn. And you can really spend your entire life reading articles and learning and always trying to improve. And it made me realize about halfway through, I was like, you know, there is all this to learn, but we also have to remember that where we're at isn't so bad. And trying to have some compassion for who we are and where we are right now, not always trying to look for the next thing. And something that a lot of clients will say to me in our conversations is, I just need to let it go. I need to drop this. I need to get over it. I don't know why I'm still holding on to this. And this is one of those phrases that makes the little spidey, coachy senses go tingling away. Because when you say, I just need to let it go, you know, this kind of like, oh, I should just sweep this under the rug. It should be gone. That's kind of code for, I shouldn't let this go. It's actually code for, I can't let this go. And you know, the sense of I just need to drop it means for whatever reason you can't. And that trying to force yourself to get rid of it is only holding you back. Because think about this. If you know, if you're like, oh, you know, this stress I have or this anger I feel at X person or X situation, I just need to get rid of it. Well, you know, if you know that, well, then you would have done it, right? Like if you really felt that you just need to get rid of it and that it was time to get rid of it, it would be gone. And the fact that it's not gone, even though you've intellectually said, oh, I should just get rid of it, means that it's not ready to be released. And it means that there actually needs to be some deeper exploration. So I invite you to really see this and notice this phrase in your daily life, even in your conversations of, I just need to let it go. Or when you kind of chastise yourself for still holding on to a bad mood or a bad feeling. Instead, rather, I invite you to go deeper. I invite you to say, where is this coming from? What needs to be adjusted? What can I do to understand why this specific situation is happening? So if you're feeling stress over a situation and you're like, oh, I just need to let it go. Well, actually, what could you actually do instead? Right? Just letting it go is not really an action. Maybe you need to gather more information. Maybe you need to have a conversation. Maybe you need to journal about your feelings. Maybe you need to explore why the situation is so triggering for you, right? There's actually a lot of actions that can be taken that are not this negation. It's not a pushing away. I really love journaling for this practice of saying, okay, I feel X. Okay, where did this come from? Why is this showing up? Have I felt this before? What did I do when I felt this before? How is it that I want to feel in this situation? How is it that I want to set myself up? And again, what are the actions I actually could take? What would make this feeling go away? Not just saying I need to let it go away, but what would help it go away? It's amazing to me how many things can be solved with a little more information and a little more communication. Oh my gosh. When we're sitting here saying, I just don't even know what to do. This situation is so tough. I just need to let it go. Well, actually, there probably is a decision there. There actually is probably a right action for you. And so the question is, what is that right action? The question is, what do you need to know in order to make that decision? We live in a culture that is very much obsessed with instant gratification. We think that, you know, we have a baby and it should automatically sleep through the night. We think that we get a new job and we should automatically be really good at it. We think that we eat a salad for dinner and suddenly we should lose 5 pounds, right? We live in an instant gratification culture. We decide that we should let something go and we can let it go. Rather, I invite you to start to recognize process and that you are allowed to process things. There is no rush to enlightenment. There's no rush to self-improvement. And actually, the slow and steady will get us there faster. When we actually process the books that we're reading, we actually try to apply one lesson, two lessons, anything from there, we will start to make strides. And so when you say, I just need to, or this should be gone, or I need just to flip this switch, go deeper. Actually invite that bad feeling to stick around a little bit longer and explore why it's there and what you can actually do to release it. In doing so, we get to truly move on rather than pushing our feelings, our emotions, our situations deeper into our bellies, deeper into our psyche, and just hardening our bodies against the world. So I would love for you to be on notice of these phrases, how they show up in your life, in the conversations you have with friends and family, and to start to ask those questions I posed earlier in the podcast, to actually start to explore them and be able to make your way out. Rather than getting a magic parachute to jump out of the plane, like slowly get yourself down to where you need to be. I would love to hear your reactions to this podcast. You can always send a message to me over on Instagram. I'm at BE Happy Healthy Human. And if you want to learn more about coaching with me and the work that I do, you can check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a beautiful day full of love and light. And the light in me truly does bow to that light in each one of you. Thank you for listening.